I'm going to go and sit over here. Yes. Okay, I'll take the pyramid then. Okay. We can sit in a nice, friendly...
pull that cord a bit.
Hold on.
Nice and friendly, nice and cozy.
Okay.
Okay, you got questions?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What can I ask for projection?
Oh, as you were discussing with Kerry in dream travel.
Yeah, what is all that?
Dream travel is what you do in your dreams.
Not according to Kerry, I don't believe.
Okay, what did Kerry say fully? Because we weren't...
Well, she didn't say anything about how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She said she'd do it.
Yeah.
Well, if it is in your dreams, how do you program your dreams to go somewhere?
Kind of. It's a subconscious programming.
Well, how do you do it?
I don't.
Well,
I
how do you go trouble. Into her dreams?
How do I go into her dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get them through the brainwaves that give them off.
You astral travel over to her bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And then you hook up with a brainwave?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I alter the brainwaves.
That's a technique that was recommended by me. That's a technique I inquired about because of, the using mm-hmm. that technique as opposed to a conventional astral projection technique.
Mm-hmm.
And for different people, you know, it's viable. I mean, I know it's done.
Different strokes for different folks. Or something like that. But what you're doing is you're programming your sleep before you go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have an overwhelming urge to be somewhere. It's not as effective as going into a trance-like state and then astral traveling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still working on the trance-like state. That's my other question.
Yeah. Carry on working on it. Simple as that.
Okay, but the thing is, I'm still working on conscious astral traveling.
Mm-hmm. It's so far better.
I can't quite get the trance astral traveling down.
Well, carry on working on it. You can use the techniques that you learn along the way. But as I've always said, experimentation, you seem to be one of those stubborn individuals that won't let go of his physical body.
Yeah, well, that's how it works.
Well, healers are all the same.
You know, I'm always self-monitoring my own systems, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I can't break free of that monitoring system to let it go.
Well, I understand. I understand. Rome wasn't burnt in a day.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I'm working with Cara right now on various techniques.
I know, she's got her eyes closed. It's normally a sign that she's in communication with somebody. So, did you like the chicken for dinner tonight?
Chicken to see? Quite delicious.
Uh-huh. That was my idea to say that it was chicken.
What did you have for dinner?
Hmm?
What did you have for dinner?
Steak. Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I
missed it. Stop lying through your teeth.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. It must have been delicious.
Oh, it was. I beat it for about half an hour. I have a mallet for beating it, tenderize it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of meat, what kind of animal did it come from?
Came from a kind of deer type thing.
Ah, excellent.
Uh-huh. Beat the living daylights out of it, and then quickly put it on a grill for 30 seconds each side, and then serve. What's so funny?
Well, you're talking about a really tenderized, very rare piece of meat.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, I mean, I just found it amusing. We had fruits de mer tonight.
Mm-hmm. Fruits of the sea.
Yes. Oh, you do speak a little French, huh?
No, I just happen to have the translation on the headset.
Oh, Why did you happen to have that translation? It's the first time it's come up.
It's communication.
Ah.
No, Eric could be speaking Spanish and Spanish is saying.
Mm-hmm.
What could happen?
Uh-huh. Depends if it's on a wide mode or if, like when we use it on the computers, it's on the narrow mode.
Hmm.
That is why Kiri, the other night when you were talking to her, was having difficulty talking to you working on the computer at the same time.
She was on that one?
Mm-hmm. She was focused. This is on the one I have on at the moment. Has it on the wide beam, which means that I can hear the dog out there going woof woof. And if I was down there, I would jump over, gut it, skin it, and barbecue it.
You got any good recipes for dog? They might come in handy.
Barbecue dog's pretty good. You marinate it first.
Okay.
In a red vinaigrette.
Okay.
With cayenne and looking for a translation for that. I can't think of what it is. It's saying rosemary up here, but the picture it's projecting doesn't quite jive. I suppose that's close enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cayenne is rosemary. What's the other one? Let me have a look down through there. Parsley.
Ah, interesting.
It's kind of a parsley, minty type thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good vinaigrette.
Yeah. Very simple, very basic, really tenderizes and takes away the earthy flavor of the canine a little bit. And Kiri's going. But it's really nice if you leave the skin on the head and leave the head attached as well. Kind of lay the head down.
Similar to what you do to a roast pig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Yeah. Put the head down flat and stick, I suppose you'd say, a peach in its mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You usually use an apple.
Well, we prefer something nice and soft.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other types of animals I can use your recipe.
Yeah, oh, all sorts of things. It's a real basic tenderizing.
I'm just worried about missing dogs in the neighborhood. You're running around with my toolkit.
If you do, let me know and I'll help you.
yeah, me and Kiri have a lot of good discussions. Who's on tonight anyway?
We have Amol. We have Kara, we have Kiri, and we have a nymphomaniac that is trying to pick up on Kiri. She said she's going to leave in a few minutes because she's getting nowhere with Kiri. I know why. I'm not telling.
Kiri's that kind of
Shh! Everybody heard that.
Yeah, it's a full moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a full moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just
go period. Yeah, but run around that.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's our moon. It's not Mars.
That's right. We have two moons.
Do they affect the female's menstrual period like our moon does?
No, they don't have a gravitational mass to do that. Both of them equal about a quarter of your moon.
Is it a full moon for us tonight?
I believe so.
I believe so.
You'd have to. You'd have to ask the Celt. He would know.
Yeah, I took a look at it. It looked pretty full. Very intense first moon of spring for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's just past the equinox as well.
Yes. Yeah, it's the first moon after the equinox. Mm-hmm. Very intensely bright.
Well, it's close to the Earth, I believe.
Isn't it at one of its closest points to the Earth right now?
I believe so.
I believe so also.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do an Amol and take you out there and go, over there, over there, over there.
Oh, I know where it is. I was checking it out. That's why I was asking about it.
Yeah, but poking fun at Amol when he gave Russ a guided tour of
the comic?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. A different nighttime tour.
Yeah. Involving a camping trip.
Oh, okay.
And Amol being extra smart as always.
Well, when we go camping, we'll have a star chart printed out, uh-huh. You know, on Russ's computer before we go out.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we could check everything out.
Okay. I guess you don't have any more questions for me.
Not right now. Maybe later.
Okay. Now I lay my head down to sleep. Hello.
Good morning, my love.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello, Johnny. It's morning somewhere on your planet.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to take this thing off. It doesn't work for me. That's better. Okay. Now then. Injuries related to skiing.
Yeah. I had one.
Mm-hmm. So I see. Yes, got it right there. And right on the side there, looks like where part of the damage is. And you've got just up across there. Hmm. Well, what I suggest is letting it grow strong to start off with, getting it manipulated and getting the healing process going, which I believe, according to Tia, who's whispering in my ear, this is why I put the headset on, you're getting taken care of.
It is healing quickly,
mm-hmm.
And I'm at an appointment with a therapist mm-hmm. on Thursday.
Masseuse or?
Massage, yeah. Massage therapy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Very reputable therapist.
So I won't tamper with anything.
What about physical therapy, Johnny?
I'm going to go to this massage therapist first, and then we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. I can give you some exercises next week to do.
Yeah, I'll be ready to do them next week.
Okay, that's good. We'll give you some of those to do.
I've started doing some exercises mm-hmm. today, and it has helped.
Yeah, they will.
I was told to keep it mobile if I wanted mm-hmm. it to heal fast, but not to overdo it.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about is overextending myself at this point.
If you feel pain, you stop.
I figured that one out real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I finally got to the point where I can stand up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making progress on a daily basis. And I do heal fast. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah, it's a good prognosis on it, I mm-hmm. think.
Yes, it is a good prognosis. Now, what transpired when you had the mishap?
it was so stupid. It was one of those silly things. If I would have just been skiing, mm-hmm. it would have never happened.
Yeah.
But I was skiing with some other people, and I was giving this girl some skiing tips. She was having a hard time.
Yeah.
And I was trying to build up her confidence, and I lost my concentration, got into the pasty shit on the edge.
Oh, yeah.
And my skis just froze up, and I twisted funny.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, pulled the muscle that connects my leg to my hip.
Mm-hmm.
And that in turn has affected my sciatic nerve mm-hmm. and all the other muscles in my leg.
Yeah.
But it's healing fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect to be back to work next week.
Oh, that's good.
I'll be going in on the cat. I'll be well enough to work, but not well enough to ski. And yeah. I assured Ski Patrol that I wouldn't ski mm-hmm. until I was ready.
I have a question from Tia. You have cats that you can ride?
Oh, it's an expression. It's a snow cat. And it's a vehicle that we use at the ski resorts.
Oh.
And that is an option if you're, you know, like me, unable to ski to work and you want to work, mm-hmm. you can catch the cat. That's what we call it. It's a it's a name. Catch the cat in the morning.
Is it an abbreviation or something?
Yeah. for caterpillar, actually.
Caterpillar, okay.
Yeah, and that describes kind of, you know, are you familiar with caterpillars, the insects?
Yes.
Well, these machines are what, you know, are named after the insect. For short, we call them cats.
Yeah, I'm just projecting a picture at Tia of a caterpillar, and she is in hysterics.
Well, it's, you know, it's made for going up steep slopes, mm-hmm.
yeah.
covered with snow.
Mm-hmm.
And they use them for other things, too.
Yeah, I believe they use them for grooming.
Yeah, they use them for grooming. They use them for skidding logs, all different types of things.
Oh, yes, there seems to be a lot of possibilities for them. Mm-hmm. So, healing questions.
Now, how weak will be Johnny's knee from now on? Is it a permanent weakness that always have to be attention to? Or
it depends on how well the recovery process is done. By doing the correct exercising after it's healed, you can build up the strength and even make it stronger than it once was. But it is a continuing process that once you start the strengthening process, you have to continue. And if you want to stop, you have to taper off slowly.
Well, actually, it has nothing to do with my knee. My knee's fine. Yeah, I was checked out.
Yes, the whole entire leg. When you're building up the muscles and everything, if you stop cold, what happens is that they're no longer used as much as they should be. And it tends to what you might say flat.
Yeah.
So you have to taper off slowly back down. So
now, should I take calcium for the inflammation?
Yes.
And what else would you recommend? Vitamin C, calcium, what else?
Calcium, vitamin C, probably some vitamin A. You might also want...
What do you think about just using a multiple vitamin and supplementing it with calcium and vitamin C? Would that be adequate?
What you could probably do is go with a multi-formula milk and orange juice. A little bit more expensive, but if that's the way you want to go, you'll be getting much higher concentrations of the blood system instead of popping, you know, 1,000 or 500 milligrams.
Yeah.
Because the body will only absorb so much. But by drinking the milk formula, and thank you, Russ, also another name for it, leche, it will give you a higher yield and do more for the body just than concentrating on the calcium building up for strengthening the bones.
I'm not a big milk drinker. It's not one of my favorite beverages.
Well, you can always go for the oral tablet form.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go that route.
We have some in the cupboard, isn't it?
Or you can go for the other option. You can always take a shot in the Citapon.
What's this?
You can always have a shot of multi vitamins in the high concentration in the Citapon, but you won't be able to sit down for a little while.
Injectable multivitamins.
On the push.
Doctors can do that.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I want to go that route. That's not necessary. I don't think so.
But it would make things feel very comfortable for sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to excuse my little bit of cynicism and humor.
Now, there's some healing properties in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously demonstrable, but I mean, they weaken, as I remember, as you get older.
Yeah.
Now, how do you maintain their...
By physical exercise and by staying healthy, keeping the nutritional level in a good balance, being active. Those are the main things. Being active, eating well, and not doing anything that is harmful. But I can't think of anybody on your planet that doesn't do one thing that is harmful.
Mm. Breathe.
Depends where you live.
What about using ice on this stage of this healing process? I was told to use ice immediately, and I ran into a little problem with ice.
But there's lots of ice around.
I just couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
I couldn't seem to get anyone to buy any or make any, so I ended up making some today.
Oh, that's good.
But I'm going to be using ice packs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
you need to retrieve those as well. That's your department, Russ.
Yeah.
Retrieve what?
Oh, those ice packs from David. They'd be perfect for this injury.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, darling, on to other matters.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, about what you and I have been working on all day.
Uh-huh.
The mental control.
Yes, for the benefit of the recording device and posterity and prostate, please explain.
All right, yeah, Cara and I have been working on a meditation technique for both during astral travel and for waking periods, for calming technique of called two into one, which normally I'd go like a mantra, so like 1, 2, 3, 4,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing more like a 2 into 1,
yeah,
which is a little bit more deeper, because you think of me and you merging mm-hmm. as one.
That's right. Me and you. 2 and 1. 1 and 2. Me and you. You and one. Me and you. 1 and 2.
Right.
Putting it that way, it sounds easier.
Okay. Now, since we're on the subject,
mm-hmm.
where do we take it from there then?
Slowly. We have to set up the pathways that become habit. Okay. And that is the first step. As in your discussion earlier on, the fact that Mark has many, many more years experience than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whilst you were still chasing around being 12 years old, having fun, Mark was learning how to astral travel, correct?
Right. Okay, so anyway,
mm-hmm.
now then, so since I'm starting out on this, then we're going to work on it slowly. Mm-hmm. The 2 into 1, which should be used as a connecting point between you and I?
Yes.
Okay. So it's sort of like a key.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, well, one thing I noticed is that I can never hook into what you're thinking. Or what you're doing, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Like a vision of what you're doing and stuff like that. Yet you can hook into me.
Mm-hmm.
Just the difference in the dimensions, is that what the problem is?
Partly in the heightened awareness. You have to remember I do have a lot more time on my hands than you do. I mean experience time-wise.
Right, yeah.
Here's a trick to do that.
Okay.
Okay, clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Clear your mind.
I'm working on it. Hold on a second. I'm not fat yet. Okay.
Okay. Let's try again. Now, concentrate. Visualize me. Okay. Now, think on where I am. It'll take a bit of practice, I think.
Okay.
That's very hazy.
Well, I'll still have to work out.
Mm-hmm. And besides, my outfit isn't that color.
Well, you know, I'm using my imagination, too.
Yeah, I know.
To get to that point, so.
I know.
All right, so I'll start practicing on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be able to do it very carefully and very quickly.
Okay, so it's pretty much the same thing we're talking about for the last few weeks about
yeah.
the merging process.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay, any more questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'll just keep working.
Right now.
Okay, I suppose I could sit here and chat for a few. That's fine. Do my nails.
Well, what are the girls doing right now?
Well, Kiri is looking rather strangely at Tia, and Tia's bending over, touching her toes.
Okay.
You asked. Okay. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Cara.
Bye. And good work so far, Johnny.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. What? That expression on your face, Russ.
Oh, no, I was just reminding myself that it's nice to have a night off for a change. And I'm wondering about, you know, the too much work is not helpful.
Oh, I thought you might be thinking about my calisthenics.
Oh, no, no, no. I assume that you had a great reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was teasing Kiri.
What about a mental picture there?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So how's our stock market doing? I haven't been following it.
No, it's climbing at the moment. It's one day it's been slow, the next day it's climbing quickly, and so on. But I'm more interested in what is going on with this Dole thingy.
Yeah, he's running for president.
But I wouldn't say that it's over and done yet. Things might surprise you, but there again, they might not. But, you know, I was trying to figure out why people like Dole. I mean, yeah, maybe it's because they like a mean old man to look after their money.
Well, he's got a lot of experience in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our population is Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good speaker, you know.
He's eloquent and so on, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was also trying to figure out, you know, why Mr. Gingrich has a fascination with zoo animals.
I have no idea. That's between him and the animals.
Yeah. And also why he got upset about Air Force One. And then I figured it out, you know.
Hmm.
Now, the press, they're like a bunch of zoo animals, aren't they?
Sure.
And his fascination with zoo animals, and when he was on Air Force One, they wouldn't let him get off the front of the plane with all the press reporters, which he looks upon as zoo animals. There you have it, you see.
He didn't want to go off the front of the plane.
No, he wanted to. That's why he was upset. Because he couldn't get to see the zoo.
You think of this stuff all by yourself, or you have like a computer help you out with it?
I think of it all myself. I've got a whole list of things. Half of them wouldn't amuse you because it loses something in the translation.
Well, that's weird. You sound like you're all of a sudden kind of downing Dole for a change.
Did I say I was downing Dole?
Well, you said, why would people be, you know, interested in voting for him? Or...
I think the key to this election, and it's going to be pretty much the way it has been for years, Democrats and Republicans, the other part, you know, the other smaller independents and stuff aren't going to have much of an impact either way. But Dole's running mate for vice president, I think, is going to be the critical key, especially with his age. When you have a president with, you know, the political experience that he's got, the vice president, you know, with him being old,
is going to play quite
it is going to be a very important role. And I do believe that will be the determining factor.
Well, the thing that interests me is Buchanan, right?
Yeah.
And his comment that he made recently about there are no place for racists or bigots in his campaign organization. All those spots were filled long ago.
He said that? Or are you joking?
I'm joking.
You're joking. That's right.
Yeah, there's only a small percentage of people that follow Buchanan.
Hey, I was making a funny.
He'd never make it.
Well, the thing is like, nobody likes change, especially dramatic change. And Bill represents that. And with Clinton, you've got a set package. You've got a known factor with Clinton. You have a known factor with the vice president.
The
Al Gore.
Medical assistant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Gore.
Yeah, Al Gore. Greetings, master.
So,
personally, I like Al Gore. I like what he stands for. He's done a lot for the environment.
But he's done a lot for the medical profession as well.
And I don't know anything about that.
Sorry.
It's a joke. I thought it was a joke. I wasn't sure.
Sorry. I'm in one of those moods.
Okay, that's all I have.
Is that all you have?
No.
Oh. The tape should almost be ready to be turned over, actually.
Yeah,
we'll use up this side before we put a mole on. Because you know how much a mole hates having to repeat himself.
Yeah.
He does that pretty good, actually.
How about elsewhere around the planet?
Okay, let's
concentrate on some of the hot spots.
Chetsvir is, there's a promise of peace there temporarily. However,
that's why they help out Yeltsin's campaign.
Yeah, that's what I mean, temporarily. However, there is something that I am very interested in at the moment. It's taking place in Montana.
Oh, the Montana Militia, the Freemen.
Exactly.
Very powerful group.
Mm-hmm. And remember what I said a while back?
Yeah, there's only 10 of them, though.
There's only 10 of them there.
10 of them there. And
right. Back. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But my estimate is that there's probably somewhere between 6 to 1,000. What's that? That's a regiment battalion size. That's quite a lot of people, and they're heavily armed. Yes, but actually, that is something to watch. Now, getting back to Chechnya.
Yeah.
There will be a lull. However, the other concern that I have is Bosnia. And the possibility of a nervous population due to war crimes.
You mean the dug up graves are going through?
Remember what I said back before the start of winter about that?
Not really.
Vaguely.
Vaguely. Mm-hmm. No, not even vaguely.
Never mind. We'll go over that again at a later time. Yeah, I suppose now it's just as good at this time as any. Thank you very much, Kiri. Okay. What's been going on? Let me see. Well, with the spring melt going on there, things are becoming accessible. But the problem that they're going to have with some of the graves is, are they just mass graves because of a lot of people dying of various malnutritions, battle damage, and so on? Which they will be able to differentiate between.
Yeah, well, they're looking at 6,000 Muslims who were all shot getting out of away from Srebrenica.
Yeah, but the question is, were they shot? Were some of them combat soldiers and were some of them civilians? It depends on what state the clothes in and how preserved the bodies are. You have to remember that the area is a very harsh climate.
Well, wouldn't a cold preserve them?
Yes, to a certain extent. But by preserving them, are they a year old, 2 years, or 3 years?
I suppose.
So it's going to be very hard. Now, the question is, who was responsible for giving the orders? Are the people that pulled the trigger responsible, or are the people that gave the orders responsible? You have to excuse me butchering the English language.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, what relevance does this play in the world affairs?
Well, okay. So they find that there is a lot of genocide being practiced in that area.
Right.
So somebody says, well, we have to stay longer, which breaks a promise. of a year only. Now, if they pull out on time, or say that they're going to pull out on time, then the other peacekeepers might decide that they're going to pull out at the same time as well. And the whole entire peace initiative goes... Okay, secondly, IRA. It's a very good investment.
Oh, sure.
So that's
the money for it.
Actually, in seriousness, the IRA. Okay. Do you know what this year is? In fact, next week is?
Year anniversary of the peace accord?
No, it's the 80th anniversary of the current situation. The uprising of 1916, Easter 1916. Could be significant. There are a few that are still alive that remember it. It's going to be a very strong and emotional time for them. So therefore, it can be quite harmful for them.
Well, yeah, if they go through this every 10 years, what happens every 10 years?
There's an increase. But this is a big one. Because
there's peace right now.
Yeah. And also the fact that there are fewer and fewer people that remember the uprising left alive.
Right. So I don't even know anything about the uprising.
1916?
No, I heard of it. This is the first I've been told about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ask Mark about it.
I think it's been going on for hundreds of years.
Oh, it has. I said the current situation.
Well, what happened?
Well, basically, a whole load of anti-imperialistic people rose up against the British government. The British government put it down and were very harsh and cruel about it. Several regiments of troops were sent, which couldn't be spared at the time, because what was going on?
1916 was World War I.
That's right. And also, it caused a lot of bad